The police minister, in an interview in Tongan actually, he suggested that the government could be looking into banning Facebook for Tonga. And the reason why is that there's been a lot of or increasing number of posts that they say on Facebook are inappropriate and sort of like discriminatory towards the royals and the nobles in Tonga. He says, the police minister, Ma Teni Tapueluelu, he said that Facebook is really dangerous for Tonga's society at the moment. And he said, it's okay to criticise government leaders, but it's not okay for Tongans to disrespect and to speak rudely of the royal family or the nobles, because I think it's culturally disrespectful. So he says they're thinking of banning Facebook, because it's really hard to sort of like prosecute people for that sort of stuff on Facebook. And he said ministries are working together towards addressing the issue, such as police. I think the attorney, they're working together with the attorney general as well. And they have contacted Facebook, but I don't think Facebook is, you know, responding to them as quickly as they'd want this to happen. So they're considering the option of shutting down Facebook for Tonga.
What's your thoughts on that?
No more Princess of Flowers, no more Asita Smith.
These are all well-known Tongan social media
personalities. But I don't know whether they're doing what the minister's saying that, you know, people are doing online, like the putting down of the royal families and stuff like that. I personally haven't seen any posts of that kind, but I mean, from the sounds of it, it sounds really bad. I mean, if they're considering banning it, then the posts must be really, really, like, you know, disturbing.
Yeah, but I would think that, you know, a number of, especially media outlets over the years, have been, you know, quite critical of the royal family. Who was the gentleman that we spoke to? Was it last month or the month before the respected Tongan journalist, you know, and he was openly critical of, well, most the government, but you know, the royal family as well. It's interesting.
It sounds political.
Yes, well,
but I don't think, I don't know, I don't think it'll make the Tongans very happy. For them, Facebook is a form of communication to their families overseas.
Yeah, well, you look at places like China, and they don't have Facebook under their communist regime, and they've got websites, I think, like Weibo and Renren are two of the ones that they use. So what would you... Yeah,
I would suggest they have educational classes or something around the use of online social media rather than ban Facebook, because obviously Facebook is just the platform. They need to teach the local Tongans that, you know, there are certain things that you can... Oh, I don't know.
There's one thing.
I just feel like there needs to be more education around the use of online.
Education is fine, but because of social media, you're always going to have people, especially in whatever state they are emotionally at any time, you know, the keyboard warriors go and just, and they don't think about what they put up. But it'd be interesting to see what update we have in the upcoming months on that.